From the Christian Research Institute in Charlotte, North Carolina, this is the Bible Answer Man broadcast with Hank Hanegraaff. We're on the air because life and truth matter. On today's special edition of the Bible Answer Man broadcast, we present an episode of the Hank Unplugged podcast. Hank's guest is Executive Vice President and Chief Advancement Officer of the Christian Research Institute, Dr. Larry Johnston. Here now is Hank Hanegraaff.
And welcome to another edition of Hank Unplugged, the podcast that brings some of the most interesting, informative, inspirational people on the planet directly to you. And of course, you are our focus because we are involved in a ministry that is equipping people to always be ready to give an answer, a reason for the hope that lies within them with gentleness and with respect. And let me say something. We are now in the month of June. It is very, very difficult to believe that we are now in 2018 and halfway through the year. But I suppose even more significant is the fact that we are in the midst of a cultural upheaval that makes anything we've seen before, at least in the history of our ministry, pale by comparison. And so I thought I would take an opportunity to speak directly to you today with a colleague who has worked alongside me for many, many years. In fact, we've known each other, hard to believe, almost 40 years. I want to talk about those issues that are absolutely crucial for you to understand, and not only understand, but become a person that can make a difference. In other words, this is not just a download for you where we're communicating information to you, but we are desiring very much to engage you in the process. You can be part of waking up a culture. You can also be part of standing shoulder to shoulder with us in the battle for life and truth. And this has indeed become a battle. It's not only a battle when it comes to religious freedom, but it is a battle for the hearts and minds of people. Sometimes we see this as a we-they siege mentality, us against the world, but it's not. We are seeking to rescue a world that is drowning in dissipation. And again, we are calling you to be part of the solution and absolutely certain that you can be part of the solution. We're going to be talking about all of that and much more on today's edition of Hank Unplugged. In studio with me, Larry Johnston. Larry has, as I said, been a friend of mine for many, many years, a colleague in ministry. And we are excited to be in the month of June, excited to garner your support in a very strategic way for what is going on through the ministry outreaches of the Christian Research Institute. Larry, welcome, and I want you to tell us why this ministry, in your mind, is so strategically poised to make a difference.
Well, as we were discussing in an earlier session today, I was reflecting back on college years in the late 1960s, which for those who lived through that era will recall the madness of those times. I can recall the campuses burning. I was actually on campus at San Francisco State University the day that it was essentially shut down at bayonet point. I thought those were utterly crazy years. I am now looking at the current landscape of reality and saying, that was nothing. It was more visible because we had, in fact, cities burning across the United States. Much of this a prelude to Kent State, where we went beyond just police to National Guard shooting students. But as I look at what's going on today, the issues today are not quite as visible as cities burning, but they are much deeper issues because this we're no longer living in merely a post-truth environment, but as you and I have discussed, we've got a number of people out there who are living in a post-sanity environment.
So here's what I want to do at the very beginning, Larry, is talk about what the core values of our ministry are. We have talked about this in many ways, but perhaps not as directly as we should, so that those listening in can participate in the vision. There's a quote that very, very famous. Benjamin Franklin said, if we don't hang together, we're going to hang separately. And one of the core values of the Ministry of the Christian Research Institute is in essentials unity, non-essentials liberty, and all things charity. That was codified in a different way by C.S. Lewis, although it wasn't original with him, when he talked about mere Christianity, and that became the title of a very famous book. So we are very, very keen about engaging all Christians who are galvanized together around the essentials of the historic Christian faith. And I want to make that explicit. When we talk about the deity of Jesus Christ, there can be no deviation. Without a divine Christ, there's no sense in me doing what I'm doing, you doing what you're doing. Collectively, this ministry giving our lives to the cause that we've given our lives to. When you talk about the Trinity, this is a critical distinction, let's say, between a cult like Mormonism or like Islam and what we hold dear as Christians. But there are secondary issues, and unfortunately, those secondary issues have driven wedges in such a way that the body of Christ is now communicating a message with a certain amount of power, but also a certain amount of toxicity. And we need to get beyond these tribal differences that are diluting the message and, in fact, oftentimes causing people not to hear what we're saying.
I recall having heard once the story of Mahatma Gandhi visiting the United States, and this was in a much earlier era, and he was apparently the object of some discrimination when he attempted to enter a mink coat Presbyterian church back in those days. And it was a very unfortunate experience for him. Later, he was interviewed by a major magazine about his experience in the United States, and his response was, "I love your Christ, but I want nothing of your Christianity." And I think we need to be alert as Christians to the fact that the world is watching us, not paying as much attention to what we say as what we do. We have discussed at length the issue of tribalism, and to use a metaphor, there are many Christians whose experience has been so narrow within a particular church or a particular denomination that they have confused the twig on which they're sitting with the entirety of the tree. The problem with tribalism is dismissing those other passionate believers who may differ with us on the non-essentials, may agree with us on the essentials, but we have made the deadly mistake, many of us, of confusing the non-essentials with essentials. Back to your Benjamin Franklin quote, increasingly my orientation these days is to say to those who have made a habit of majoring on the minor, of making the non-essentials essentials, is to say, you had better be desperately clear on what the potential consequences are of continuing to focus on the non-essentials, especially when they are divisive. You better be ready to die for those, because that is in fact what you may do. If we continue to put the emphasis on the wrong syllable and to be saying to the onlooking world, we can't even get along with ourselves, we are headed into a period of severe turbulence.
So you look at the Ministry of the Christian Research Institute, and I think it's really unique on a lot of different levels. Within our ministry, we have people from many different persuasions. We have evangelicals, we have Orthodox. Within evangelicalism or Protestantism, we have many different permutations. We've had Roman Catholics write for the Christian Research Journal. And I have been saying for as long as I've been president of Christian Research Institute that Roman Catholicism is a true church with significant error. There are things that I disagree with, and that's why I'm not Roman Catholic. But some of the greatest apologists in the Christian world today are Roman Catholic. And these are people that we need to stand with in the battle for life and truth. Many years ago, my good friend Chuck Colson was working with evangelicals and Catholics on common cause issues, again, for the same reason, not because he thought that the differences were insignificant. He thought that they were very significant. But nonetheless, he understood back then, and this was a decade or so ago, he understood back then that if we don't hang together, we're going to hang separately. I think there's another issue here that we have to unpack a little bit. I think so often there are misconceptions within the Christian world. And what I mean by that is when I became Orthodox, so I joined an Orthodox church, there were many people that thought that I had suddenly given up the notion that we are saved by God's grace through faith, and that somehow or other I had embraced a crass system of works righteousness. Now, the reason I bring that up is not to bring the attention to myself, but rather to make a point, and that is, oftentimes there are caricatures or misconceptions that unnecessarily divide us. Now, just to this point, so I don't leave this hanging for those listening in, let me give you a classic case in point. Romans 6:23, this famous passage that tells us that the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. Now, if you look at the Orthodox Study Bible, you'll have a clear indication that the Orthodox view is not a crass system of works righteousness. Here's what the note says. It says, wages are something earned. Thus, death is earned by man through his sins. However, eternal life is never earned, but it is a gift. No human actions, no matter how good or noble, can earn eternal life, for it is only through the grace and love of God that life everlasting is given to us. Again, the point here that I'm making is that a lot of people say, wow, I can't believe the Orthodox believe that. Well, there is a sense in which there are many Orthodox, just as there are many Protestants, that don't understand their own faith, their own distinctives, and their own worldview. And so part of our job at the Christian Research Institute is to educate people. That's why we have the website named equip.org. We're trying to equip people so that together we can impact a world that, quite frankly, has gone berserk. There's another point I want to make, and that is simply latching on to one word that you communicated a moment ago, and that word is Gandhi. Gandhi is a classic example of the power of one. One person, a small diminutive person in a loincloth, 100 years ago, led a movement that has impacted the world broadly, a civil disobedience movement, but nonviolent. Within a short period of time, he had 10 million people following him. And this is such a classic example of the power of one. And it wasn't only what he did in India, it was the model that he set for people like Martin Luther King Jr. and his implementation of those principles in a nonviolent resistance movement that took place in the United States of America. So the power of one, and we're talking to people out there right now, individually. I mean, there are many, many people listening to us, but each person is an individual. And the message that we have for everyone listening in, that one person that's listening in right now, we're talking directly to you. We're saying there's a power of one, and that's why we want to enlist you in the Army.
Don't go away. In just a few moments, we'll rejoin Hank Hanegraaff's conversation with CRI Chief Advancement Officer Dr. Larry Johnston. The Christian Research Institute is blessing people around the world through our many outreaches. From broadcasts, podcasts, the Christian Research Journal, and millions of yearly visits to equip.org coming from America to Zimbabwe. It's no exaggeration to say that these would all quickly disappear without friends like you. And because June is one of the most critical financial months of the year, we're praying for an outpouring of support. We are passionate about proclaiming the gospel of Jesus Christ, and the need for these outreaches has never been greater. Stand with Hank Hanegraaff and the Christian Research Institute during the key month of June to ensure that we end the financial year in a position of strength. To make a gift to support CRI's life-changing outreaches, simply call 888-7000-CRI. That's 888-7000-CRI. Or visit us at equip.org. God bless you. We'll return with more of this special edition of the Bible Answer Man in just a few moments.
Don't change that dial, exchange that dial. In our post-truth age of confusion, the need for Christians to be equipped with answers has never been greater. The Christian Research Institute exists to provide those answers. And you can access the Bible Answer Man broadcast whenever you want it, wherever you want it. In addition to listening to the broadcast live on air, you can also listen to the Bible Answer Man in many other ways. Listen to the Bible Answer Man by visiting our website at equip.org, by downloading the Equip app, or in podcast form by going to iTunes or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. Now you can enjoy the Bible Answer Man broadcast whenever you want and continue to be equipped with answers wherever you are. Just remember, don't change that dial, exchange that dial.
The Christian Research Journal is CRI's award-winning magazine, combining eye-catching design with well-researched articles to equip believers in doctrine, defense, and discernment. The Christian Research Journal's primary commitment is to contend earnestly for the faith that was once for all delivered to the saints. In keeping with this commitment, the journal's mission is both evangelistic and pastoral, furthering the proclamation and defense of the historic gospel of Jesus Christ, and helping his followers distinguish between essential Christian doctrine and doctrine that is peripheral, aberrant, or heretical. In an age of subjectivism and moral relativism, may Christians ground their faith and values in the objective, reliable testimony of Holy Scripture. Start your subscription to the Christian Research Journal today. Call 888-7000-CRI or go online to equip.org. That's equip.org. Has God spoken? Are the words of Scripture merely human in origin, or are they in fact the very words of God Himself? 3 years in the making and based on 2 decades of research and reflection, Hank Hanegraaff's monumental book, Has God Spoken?, answers what is surely the most important question facing our world. In Has God Spoken? Memorable Proofs of the Bible's Divine Inspiration, Hank counters the contentions of the Bible attackers and clearly shows that belief in the Holy Scriptures is not a guess or wishful thinking. It is the only logical conclusion after an honest examination of overwhelming evidence. Order Has God Spoken from the Christian Research Institute by calling 888-7000-CRI or go online to equip.org, equip.org. Welcome back to a special edition of the Bible Answer Man broadcast with Hank Hanegraaff. The role that listeners like you have played in CRI's ministry has always been vital. Now it could be more critical than ever. Stand with Hank Hanegraaff and the Christian Research Institute during the financially critical month of June. To make a gift to support CRI's many mind-changing outreaches, simply call 888-7000-CRI. That's 888-7000-CRI. Or visit us online at equip.org. Let's now rejoin Hank Hanegraaff and his special guest, Dr. Larry Johnston, in their conversation.
The message that we have for everyone listening in, that one person that's listening in right now, we're talking directly to you. We're saying there's a power of one, and that's why we want to enlist you in the Army.
Yeah. Anyone who is predisposed to think that given the immensity of the challenges, gee, but I'm only one person. I can't do anything. Well, you just pointed to a couple illustrations of individuals who made a difference. Here's some interesting little tidbits. Oliver Cromwell won control of England in 1645 when Parliament voted 91-90 in his favor. King Charles I was beheaded on the basis of the judges' vote of 68-67. France changed from a monarchy to a republic in 1875, and the vote of the deputies was 353-352. A bill was presented to the Continental Congress, which would have abolished English as the official American language in favor of German. The bill was defeated by one vote. In 1845, the Senate voted 26-25 to admit Texas into the Union. On November 8, 1923, the leaders of the tiny Nazi party met in Munich Tavern and elected Adolf Hitler as their leader by a margin of one vote. We can point critically to instance after instance after instance where one person has made a pivotal difference. And someone said quite memorably, no one ever made a greater mistake than he who did nothing because he could do only a little. This is a time where thinking Christians who care about the future of the church and about the future of our nation need to wake up, stand up, and speak up, and those voices can be amplified through the ministries of CRI.
So let me speak directly to you as you're listening in to our conversation and ask you to stand shoulder to shoulder with us in the battle for life and truth. This is the month of June. June is one of the two peak months of our year. It's the end of our fiscal year, not the calendar year, obviously, but the end of the fiscal year. And every year, this month proves pivotal for what we are able to do in our outreaches around the world. And we'll talk more about those outreaches in a little bit. But I want to ask you to take a step and go to the web at equip.org and give in a safe, secure fashion. Now, when you give, will equip you with resources that are carefully selected by our staff. Again, these are equipping resources, resources that you can have in your library, even if you don't read them cover to cover at the very outset, but they're resources that you can have in your library. They're ammunition that you need. You cannot fire a weapon without ammunition. And when we ask you to stand shoulder to shoulder with us in the battle for life and truth, we're asking you to do so armed, always ready to give an answer, a reason for the hope that lies within you, with gentleness and with respect. So you can go to the web at equip.org. You can give in a safe, secure fashion. And we have some incredible resources available for you there. One of those resources is A Doubter's Guide to Jesus. It's an introduction to the Man from Nazareth for Believers and Skeptics. It's written by John Dixon. Another is A Call to Courage. This is a book that really motivates us to get off the couch and into the battle. All of us can do something, as Larry just eloquently pointed out. There's another book, Atheism on Trial. This is a fantastic resource, which ultimately points out that the issues that we're dealing with are not new. Darwin didn't come up with evolution. So it's not a new issue, and it doesn't just go back to the 19th century. We're talking about issues that have been with us forever, but they have been pressed upon us with increased ferocity. So we have these resources to equip you. You can ask for these resources as our way of saying thank you when you give in a safe, secure fashion on the web at equip.org. I know a lot of you still use the mail, so you can write me at Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. But please don't just listen. Get up, go to the web, and if you're listening to us at equip.org, you're already there. But give in a safe, secure fashion, and through giving, through being equipped, make a difference at this pivotal point in human history. And I think, Larry, you have underscored eloquently the importance of this moment. And we think in times of elections, you know, what is my vote going to mean? When you're talking about millions and millions of people voting, even though that's a small percentage of those that could be voting and get involved. But we so often think, what can my vote mean? But it can mean a tremendous amount. As you just, I mean, you underscored that the statistics are there. I was thinking as you were speaking about Vladimir Lenin. Here you have an angry Bolshevik revolutionary that really is on the cusp of something that is going to be so dramatic in human history that 100 million people are going to lose their lives. So again, one person can make a difference either in a negative sense or in a very positive sense. And I want you to speak to that, because there are so many people that look at the cultural trends. They look at gender fluidity. They look at same-sex sexuality. They look at transsexual paradigms. And they think, wow, this culture is imploding so fast, there's no way we can do anything about it. Therefore, let's just wait until we get raptured, or whatever your eschatological paradigm is, and try to do whatever we can to maintain. But we're saying, no, absolutely, that is not what we are called to do. We are called to do something every single day, and not only called to do it, but we will give an account for what we do.
Absolutely. And I'm just glancing at a quote here. You mentioned a number of the threats and the number of assaults currently on the Christian faith, and even, one might argue, more fundamentally, our freedoms. And this is, the number of wolves surrounding the Christian flock is growing, and the attacks are becoming more daring. From militant Islam to militant secularism, from hard persecution in the global south to soft persecution in the west, the intensity of the conflict is mounting on every front. We talked about how one vote matters. I would borrow for that and say, during this month especially, one gift matters. We've had multiple audiences listening to us. I would say to our legacy partners, those people who have remembered CRI in their estate plans with bequests, they have believed so much in CRI that they have made provision that even when they are no longer here, their giving will continue to make a difference. To those legacy partners, I want to say bless you. Bless you for your stewardship, bless you for your generosity, bless you for the difference you're making. along with the legacy part.
I don't want you to move on yet. This is something I want to camp on for just a moment. So let's say someone's listening to what you're saying and recognizing that there are people who are legacy partners, and they say, you know what, I never even heard that there was an opportunity to be a legacy partner. How does someone become a legacy partner? What are the mechanisms through which that works?
A legacy partner can be as simple as including CRI for a bequest, say a gift of any amount. For those donors who are looking at much more complicated issues of charitable estate planning and how they, as a part of stewardship, maximize the tax advantages of their giving, we have partners who will work with those donors to do a very technically savvy analysis of their estates and recommend, beyond just the outright bequests, some very specific tools like charitable annuity trusts, where people can not only make a very substantial gift to CRI with very substantial tax savings, but also see as a result of that income for life. So there's a spectrum, depending on the simplicity or complexity of someone's estates, from either making just a simple inclusion in their will that CRI be a beneficiary of some portion of their estate, or we can, through our partners, assist them in much more technically advanced estate planning.
So again, someone says, you know, I didn't even know about this. What's the first step?
The first step is to simply contact us and let us know that.
How do you do that? You go to the web at equip.org. Do you call?
You can call. You can send us an email. Just let us know that you're thinking about making some provision to continue giving to CRI, even when you're no longer on the scene, and we can put some very capable people at your disposal in terms of helping you determine what type of plan is best for you.
So you can call 888-7000-CRI. You can write us at Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271, or you can contact us via the web at equip.org and let us know that you're interested, and we have the resources in terms of people that can explain things which are far over my head. I mean, they're over most of our head. I mean, these are areas of specialization for people.
Yes, people have spent entire lives trying to stay on top of the technicalities of the regularly revising tax laws so that they can, as financial planners and charitable estate planners, advise their clients not merely to be good stewards, but to be good stewards from a Christian viewpoint and to make sure, as the old saying goes, while we cannot take it with us, we can send it on ahead.
Yeah, so I want to get into some of the other issues in terms of how people can give, and I want to go through that because people are in different places in terms of what they can do and how they want to support the ministry, so we want to lay all that out for you. But before we go to the next way in which people can participate, I want once again to focus on this power of one idea, how people are able to get involved and know that getting involved really makes a difference for time and for eternity. And this time I want to deal with it from a biblical standpoint, simply the Lord's words, where he said, "Do not labor for that which perishes, but labor for that which is eternal." In saying that, Jesus is telling us that we ought to lay up for ourselves treasure in heaven where moth and rust do not corrupt, where thieves do not break in and steal, for where our treasure is, there our heart will be also. So it's a trite cliche, you can't take it with you, but honestly, we live as though we can.
We'll pick up Hank Hanegraaff's conversation with CRI Chief Advancement Officer Dr. Larry Johnston in just a few moments. Because an increasingly militant, intolerant, and hostile secularism would love to silence the voice of the Bible Answer Man broadcast, we ask you to do all you can this month to help us turn up the volume. We are deeply grateful for your partnership at this critical time as we strive to stand courageously for life and truth. Stand with Hank Hanegraaff and the Christian Research Institute during the key month of June to ensure that we end our financial year in a position of strength. To make a gift to support the Christian Research Institute's life-changing outreaches, simply call 888-7000-CRI. That's 888-7000-CRI. Or visit us at equip.org. God bless you. We'll be right back with more of this special edition of The Bible Answer Man. Has God spoken? Are the words of Scripture merely human in origin, or are they in fact the very words of God Himself? 3 years in the making and based on two decades of research and reflection, Hank Hanegraaff's monumental book, Has God Spoken?, answers what is surely the most important question facing our world. In Has God Spoken? Memorable Proofs of the Bible's Divine Inspiration, Hank counters the contentions of the Bible attackers and clearly shows that belief in the Holy Scriptures is not a guess or wishful thinking. It is the only logical conclusion after an honest examination of overwhelming evidence. Order Has God Spoken? From the Christian Research Institute by calling 888-7000-CRI or go online to equip.org. Equip.org. The Christian Research Journal is CRI's award-winning magazine, combining eye-catching design with well-researched articles to equip believers in doctrine, defense, and discernment. The Christian Research Journal's primary commitment is to contend earnestly for the faith that was once for all delivered to the saints. In keeping with this commitment, the journal's mission is both evangelistic and pastoral, furthering the proclamation and defense of the historic gospel of Jesus Christ and helping his followers distinguish between essential Christian doctrine and doctrine that is peripheral, aberrant, or heretical. In an age of subjectivism and moral relativism, may Christians ground their faith and values in the objective, reliable testimony of Holy Scripture. Start your subscription to the Christian Research Journal today. Call 888-7000-CRI or go online to equip.org. That's equip.org.
Don't change that dial, exchange that dial. In our post-truth age of confusion, the need for Christians to be equipped with answers has never been greater. The Christian Research Institute exists to provide those answers, and you can access the Bible Answer Man broadcast whenever you want it, wherever you want it. In addition to listening to the broadcast live on air, you can also listen to the Bible Answer Man in many other ways. Listen to the Bible Answer Man by visiting our website at equip.org, by downloading the Equip app, or in podcast form by going to iTunes or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. Now you can enjoy the Bible Answer Man broadcast whenever you want and continue to be equipped with answers wherever you are. Just remember, don't change that dial, exchange that dial.
From the Bible Answer Man broadcast and the Hank Unplugged podcast to the Christian Research Journal and CRI's vast free website resources accessed by more than 200,000 users each month, it's no exaggeration to say that these would all quickly disappear without friends like you. And because truth and knowledge are indispensable weapons in the battles now being fought for our future as a free people, as our thanks for your support, we're offering four hand-picked books during June to make sure that Christians are never outgunned. Stand with Hank Hanegraaff and the Christian Research Institute during the key month of June to ensure that we end the financial year in a position of strength. To make a gift to support CRI's life-changing outreaches, simply call 888-7000-CRI. That's 888-7000-CRI. Or visit us at equip.org. Let's now rejoin Hank's conversation with Dr. Larry Johnston.
It's a trite cliche, you can't take it with you, but honestly, we live as though we can.
A fascinating story was told of John D. Rockefeller, at the time one of the wealthiest, if not the wealthiest, men in the United States. Immediately upon his death, a young reporter at a major newspaper burst into the office and said, "Boss, just heard that Rockefeller died. You have any idea how much he left behind?" His boss said, "All of it." Meaning, the most important breakthrough in stewardship, from my vantage point, is a paradigm shift that moves from thinking that this is my stuff to realizing that it's all of God's stuff. He owns the silver and the gold, the cattle on a thousand hills. These resources have been entrusted to us, and the issue is never how much of my money I'm going to give to Christian work, but how much of God's money do I need for myself and my loved ones.
Yeah, it's interesting. As I've gone through a battle, as many of our listeners know, with cancer over the last year and a half, you get a sense of this far more acutely because you all of a sudden are in touch with your mortality and recognize that on the morrow or a week from now or a month from now or, in my case, 20 years from now, that you could be standing in the presence of God, giving an account for what you did with what you had. And so this is a function, of course, we're talking about treasure now specifically, but it's a function of time and talent as well. So it's a function of being equipped with our talents to reach out, touch the lives of other people. And I want to focus on that for a moment, and then we'll talk about another way in which you can participate. But think about using your talent, using your particular gifts for the extension of God's kingdom. This is singularly important. We all have unique gifts. And they have to be used collectively within the body of Christ. Not everyone has the gift of giving, for example, although there is a gift of giving. It's talked about in Romans chapter 12. But even if you don't have the gift, you still need to give. And not just give treasure, but also give of your talent and your time.
Stewardship sometimes, unfortunately, becomes very limited in its connotation, especially in Christian circles, that when the word stewardship is used, people immediately think money. That's certainly a part of stewardship, but as you've said, it's not just our financial resources, it's our talent and our time. You and I have both spent a fair amount of time talking not just about ROI, return on investment, but ROTI, return on time invested. We have spent in some fairly intimate conversations as we realize that you and I are both well into the fourth quarter of the game, so to speak, that the clock is ticking and we have a limited amount of time to make a substantial difference within the kingdom. I think it's pretty clear to me that you and I both want to be spent when we cross the finish line. I don't want to be holding anything back. As I look back on 45 years of fruitful ministry working with Christian organizations around the world, there are no laurels that I rest on. I praise God for whatever fruitfulness He has enabled me to be a part of, but my eyes are on the clock that says time is coming when my ability to be an effective stewardship is past.
Yeah, so let me talk about just a couple of testimonies that I was moved by in this calendar year. As you know, I've done many of these podcasts, the Hank Unplugged podcast, and one of them was with Abdu Murray. He wrote the book titled Saving Truth, which is available for those who support the ministry as well. You can check it out on the web at equip.org. But when I was doing the podcast with him, I was totally shocked when he told me about the impact the Ministry of the Christian Research Institute had had on his life. He used to listen to the Bible Answer Man broadcast when he was a Muslim. Now he's one of the great apologists in the Christian world, but he was a Muslim and he was listening to the broadcast and he would call in his questions on the broadcast and the responses he got made a difference in his life. And I thought when I heard him say that, that yeah, on the one hand, I can say, wow, thank God that he was willing to use me in that way. But really more expansively, it really didn't have that much to do with me, because if it had not been for people standing shoulder to shoulder with us in the battle for life and truth, people actually supporting us financially, that conversation would never have taken place. Those calls, the Muslim calling, the Bible Answer, would not have taken place. I think about Lee Strobel. Lee Strobel in a Hank Unplugged podcast completely blew my mind when he told me that, you know, quite frankly, Christian Research Institute, the Bible Answer Man broadcast, was responsible for the launch of my book. The book had been languishing, not doing anything. I had Lee on the broadcast. We talked about his book, and the book took off. So only God knows how much credit we ought to get for this, but Lee gave us, if you hear that podcast, and of course it's available at equip.org, he gave us a substantial amount of credit for that book and then the series, which has sold millions all over the world, and many people have come to faith in Christ. So it's not only through our ministry outreaches, but it is through our impacting others and building their ministry outreaches that people are contributing to and making a difference through.
Yeah, you are obviously very familiar with one of my favorite little proverbs that says you can always count the number of seeds in an apple, but you can never count the number of apples in a seed. For over half a century, the ministries of CRI have been casting seed, and we will never know this side of eternity what the full fruit is of all of those seeds. But I have spent hours reading through page after page after page of testimonies of people speaking to how CRI has impacted their lives. People who have gone on to get graduate degrees, PhDs in philosophy, theology, who have gone into full-time ministry. There are even apologetics ministries around the world that were spawned by the influence of CRI. All of that as a reminder to those listening that everything we do, with no exaggeration, everything we do is made possible by the support of donors and partners, legacy partners, whoever you happen to be. A metaphor that I've used, an analogy that I've used in the past is CRI has an engine. Those out in the listening audience have the fuel. With an engine but no fuel, we can do nothing. With fuel but no engine, they can do nothing. But when we get together in partnership with our engine and their fuel, lives are impacted transformationally.
This sounds like the kind of conversations we have in private. You were in the process of going through different ways in which people could support the ministry, and I got you off on a tangent.
Well, there are legacy partners, again, who have made a profound and indelible and lasting impact on the ministry. There also are support team members. Support team members are the financial backbone of CRI. It is pretty well known in most organizations, people are familiar with the 80-20 principle, that in any group of occurrences, a small number of causes tend to have disproportionate results. A typical analogy would be in a fairly common corporation, 20% of their product line would produce 80% of their revenues. Likewise, 80% of their product line would produce only 20% of their revenues. The relevance of that 80-20 principle is that about 20% of CRI's supporters are carrying 80% of the load in terms of undergirding all of the outreaches of CRI. Those are our support team members. The great news that we'll certainly want to talk about is that we have a new and improved support team. We have significant benefits for becoming a member of the support team and a whole new arsenal of equipping resources.
Well, explain that. So there are actually categories within the giving. All of it is significant, whether it's the widow's mite or the person that can give $100,000 or $200,000, all of it is significant. But there are different categories, and with those categories, people can move from one category to another, and then the intimacy of relationship increases dramatically.
Well, just so that listeners unfamiliar with the new program will be aware, all members of the support team receive a complimentary subscription to the Christian Research Journal.
Which is our flagship magazine.
Our flagship award-winning magazine, and it is also that resource that populates the equip.org website, where we see over 200,000 unique website visitors monthly around the world feasting on those resources. But when you become a member of the support team, you receive a complimentary subscription to the journal, but you also receive a 10% discount on all resources ordered, free shipping, and perhaps best of all for me, someone who loves books, you get your selection each year from the Equipping Essentials. The Equipping Essentials is a new library. Well, new with the exception of three of the resources are your books. But each year, for those people who really want to be equipped to be kingdom change agents, each year that they are members, they get to select from some very carefully handpicked resources. They get those resources along with these other benefits.
Well, we've run out of time for today's special edition of the Bible Answer Man broadcast. Be sure to tune in again tomorrow when we'll continue Hank Hanegraaff's conversation with CRI Executive Vice President and Chief Advancement Officer Dr. Larry Johnston. As part of the Christian Research Institute's ministry to edify and equip Christians to stand firmly and fruitfully for the faith, we screen quality Christian books and DVDs from a wide variety of sources. This screening and evaluation process is a value add for friends and supporters of the ministry, reducing their need to search for sound resources while ensuring that the resources offered are those worthy of CRI's stamp of approval. Hank is offering four hand-picked books during June to safeguard that Christians are never outgunned. Stand with Hank Hanegraaff and the Christian Research Institute during the financially crucial month of June. To make a gift to support CRI's mind-changing outreaches, simply call 888-7000-CRI. That's 888-7000-CRI. Or visit us at equip.org. You can also write CRI at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28271, or simply visit online at equip.org. The Bible Answer Man broadcast is funded solely by listeners like you. We're on the air because life and truth matter. The Christian Research Journal is CRI's award-winning magazine, combining eye-catching design with well-researched articles to equip believers in doctrine, defense, and discernment. The Christian Research Journal's primary commitment is to contend earnestly for the faith that was once for all delivered to the saints. In keeping with this commitment, the journal's mission is both evangelistic and pastoral, furthering the proclamation and defense of the historic gospel of Jesus Christ, and helping his followers distinguish between essential Christian doctrine and doctrine that is peripheral, aberrant, or heretical. In an age of subjectivism and moral relativism, may Christians ground their faith and values in the objective, reliable testimony of Holy Scripture. Start your subscription to the Christian Research Journal today. Call 888-7000-CRI or go online to equip.org. That's equip.org. Have Has God spoken? Are the words of Scripture merely human in origin, or are they in fact the very words of God Himself? 3 years in the making and based on two decades of research and reflection, Hank Hanegraaff's monumental book, Has God Spoken?, answers what is surely the most important question facing our world. In Has God Spoken? Memorable Proofs of the Bible's Divine Inspiration, Hank counters the contentions of the Bible attackers and clearly shows that belief in the Holy Scriptures is not a guess or wishful thinking. It is the only logical conclusion after an honest examination of overwhelming evidence. Order Has God Spoken? From the Christian Research Institute by calling 888-7000-CRI or go online to equip.org. Equip.org.